Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pad in Ableton Live 12 using the Hot Pants framework, and we're aiming straight at jungle and old school DNB energy. So this is not about making some huge dreamy ambient wash. This is about making a pad that actually does a job in the track. Think of it like a DJ tool first, a beautiful sound second. A good DNB pad can define the mood, support the harmony, glue together chopped breaks and bass, and make an intro or outro feel like it belongs to a real record. For jungle and old school vibes, we want warm, a little dark, textured, and controlled. Not too shiny, not too crowded, and definitely not fighting the drums. Let's start by setting the scene properly. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and choose a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM, if you want that classic jungle urgency. If you want something slightly more rolling and modern, 172 BPM is a great middle ground. Create three tracks: drums, bass, and pad. On the pad track, drop in a MIDI clip that loops for 8 bars. At this stage, keep the arrangement really simple. We're building something that can work in an intro, a breakdown, an outro, or a transition. That means the pad needs to be useful, not busy. Now for the harmony. A big mistake in DNB is overcomplicating the chords too early. For this style, start with a minor or suspended feel. Something like a minor add 9, D minor 7, F major over A, or a darker suspended tension voicing. Keep it tight. 2 to 4 notes is plenty. Also, avoid putting heavy low notes into the pad itself. Let the sub bass own that space. If the pad drops too low, it will blur the kick and bass, and suddenly your tune loses impact. In the piano roll, try a simple phrase. Maybe one chord on bar 1, then a repeat or inversion on bar 5, and a slight variation on bar 7. Leave some empty space in between. That space is important, because in jungle and DNB the breaks already carry a lot of rhythmic detail. The pad should support the groove, not cover it up. Now we'll build the sound. For the main layer, use Wavetable or Drift. Wavetable is great if you want precise movement and a more modern synth feel. Drift is great if you want something a little more vintage, a little less polished, and more naturally unstable. If you're using Wavetable, start with a smooth Wavetable on oscillator 1, and keep the position somewhere in the middle, not too aggressive. Add oscillator 2 slightly detuned and lower in level. Use a small amount of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't go crazy. Too much detune will turn your jungle pad into a trance cloud, and that's not the goal. Set a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down so the pad feels warm and restrained. Give it a slow attack and a medium release. One really useful tip here: use less sustain than you think. In fast DNB, short release often sounds more professional because it leaves room for ghost notes, reverb tails, and bass movement. If you're using drift, the approach is similar, just more analog in character. Use slight to tune. Keep the brightness under control and let the voice drift add life. That little instability is part of the old school flavor. Now let's add a second layer for texture. This is where the pad starts feeling era appropriate. You can duplicate the instrument inside an instrument rack, or add a second synth or sampler layer. Good choices are operator for a simple tonal layer, analog for thicker vintage weight, or simpler loaded with a noise or vinyl style texture. This second layer should not be loud. It's there to add dirt, air, and character. High pass it so it stays out of the low end, and keep it much quieter than the main layer. If needed, add a little saturator, just enough to rough up the sound and make it feel less sterile. One useful coaching note here: think in layers of function, not layers of volume. One layer should define pitch, one should define texture, and one should define motion. If two layers are doing the same thing, simplify. Now we shape the movement. Drop an auto filter after the synth stack. This is where the pad stops being a stack chord and starts acting like a real arrangement tool. Use a low-pass filter, with a bit of resonance, and automate the cutoff over time. Start more closed, then open it gradually across 8 bars. You can also close it slightly before the drop, then open it again in the next section. That slow movement is gold in DNB, because it lets the pad answer the drums without needing a lot of notes. Add a little auto pan too, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to create a wobble effect. We just want gentle motion. A synced rate like 1 bar or half note, with low to moderate depth, can make the pad breathe without stealing attention from the break. If the section feels too still, you can also add a gate-like feel. Auto pan in a more rhythmic setup, or even volume automation, can create a pulse that interacts with the break. That kind of call and response works really well in jungle. The pad can swell around snare phrases or open up near a fill, and suddenly the whole section feels intentional. Now let's clean it up. Use a QA to high pass the pads somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how dense the arrangement is. Cut a little low mid mud if needed, maybe around 250 to 500 Hz. If the pad starts poking through too hard in the upper mids, tame a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. Then use utility to manage width. Keep the low mids more centered and the higher part of the pad wider. Always check mono. If the pad collapses badly in mono, that usually means the unison is too wide, the chorus is too deep, or the stereo image is doing too much work. And this is really important in DNB. The kick, snare, sub, and reese need a clean center. The pad should support the track, not smear the core punch. Now let's bring in some arrangement personality. A pad becomes much more interesting when it reacts to the phrase structure. So instead of holding one static note for 8 bars, make it answer the drums. Let the filter open on bar 4 or bar 8. Let a short muted hit land before a fill. Let the reverb tail stretch into the next phrase. If you want a stronger old-school feel, use a slight chopped or gated rhythm for one section, then return to full sustain on the next section. That contrast keeps the ear interested. At this point, I strongly recommend resampling. This is a huge move for DNB production, because it gives you more control and more character. Route the pad to an audio track, record 8 bars of the movement, and then consolidate the best part. Now you can reverse tails, slice it into hits, stretch it into atmospheres, or use it as a transition bed. A resampled pad is especially useful in DJ tools, because you can shape the intro, breakdown, and outro without having to keep the synth running live the whole time. It locks in the vibe. Now think like an arranger. A simple structure might be, filtered pad alone for the first 8 bars, then bring in the chopped break, then introduce the bass motif, then open the pad a bit more for tension before the drop, or switch up. That kind of progression feels natural in jungle and old-school DNB. You can also automate a stack of controls together, cutoff, reverb send, stereo width, and volume. That kind of phrase-level automation creates a real sense of build. If the pad is getting too washed out, pull the reverb back. Keep the decay reasonable and the wet level low. In DNB, reverb should enhance the space, not turn the whole track into fog. A few final pro tips. If the chord feels too static, change the inversion before adding more notes. In DNB, small voicing shifts often sound better than bigger harmony changes. Keep one dirty element in there, even if it's subtle. A little hiss, drift, saturation, or sample texture gives the pad character and helps it sit with breakbeat material. And test the pad against a busy break early. A sound that feels huge in solo can fall apart once the amen or chopped break comes in. The real test is always the full groove. So here's the big takeaway. In this Hot Pants framework, the pad is not just decoration. It is a functional part of the arrangement. It gives the tune identity, supports transitions, adds tension, and makes the track easier to DJ mix. Keep the harmony simple. Keep the movement subtle, keep the low end clean, and let the pad answer the drums. If you do that, you'll end up with a pad that feels like it belongs in a real jungle or old school DNB record, not just a generic synth patch. Now go build it, resample it, and make it groove.